U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has called it destructive. That's her characterization of next week's speech by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Congress. And the diplomatic row stems from Speaker John Boehner's original invitation to Netanyahu.
I did not consult with the White House. The Congress can make this decision on its own. I don't believe I'm poking anyone in the eye.
Well, there's some possible thaw in the controversy today. An Israeli news report indicates that Netanyahu will meet with Democratic Senator Harry Reid after his speech. Michael Wilner is the Washington bureau chief for the Jerusalem Post, and he will be at next week's speech. He joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, just remind us, why is the White House so unhappy about Benjamin Netanyahu's visit?
Well, there are a host of issues here. First of all, they say that because of the nature of the invitation, which came from House Speaker John Boehner and was not cleared through the White House, it's politicized the U.S.-Israel relationship in a way that they say is unprecedented. Obviously, the Prime Minister contends with that. They also say that the Prime Minister's decision to go through with the speech is contributing to this politicized atmosphere. But more to the point, what the administration fears is that their Iran policy is actually being compromised, and they're very close to a deal, as the Prime Minister is in Washington on Tuesday. Secretary Kerry will be in Montreux with the Iranian foreign minister negotiating a political framework agreement. So it's more about the actual policy itself than the optics.
Well, let me ask you about that, because, you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu speaks all the time. President Obama speaks all the time. I mean, world leaders give speeches. Are we to read that the state of the negotiations, the Iran negotiations, are so delicate that, you know, a speech by Netanyahu could have that much of an effect on it?
The truth of the matter is, this is a desperate ploy in a certain way by Netanyahu, because we've had a year of negotiations in private between the Americans and the Israelis. And the result is he's coming out with a very public repudiation of that process by going to Congress, which he thinks is the only way to prevent a bad deal in the 11th hour. And how can you do that? Congress has a couple tools up its sleeve. It can prevent the funding for the enforcement of such a deal. And of course, it could pass new sanctions against Iran, which would certainly sabotage a deal. And it seems as if Netanyahu has come to a place where he feels as if his leverage was exhausted a while ago, and now he has no other choice but to go to Congress.
Well, let me ask you about that, because you're going to be at the Prime Minister's speech next week. I mean, do you expect Netanyahu specifically to call for these things?
Right. Yeah, I'm joking to people that I'm going to be a seat filler at the speech. I'll actually be in the gallery with the press, of course. But I expect the Prime Minister is going to, first and foremost, be conciliatory to the President. He has to show that he respects the role of the President. At the same time, what he's going to say is effectively, there are certain issues of national security that supersede political protocol and appropriateness. By saying that, he's saying effectively the survival of my country, and he will use that term, requires that I come here and requires that I have this crisis with the president, for lack of a better term, because, you know, we have this fundamental disagreement on an issue that's substantive. The issue with the debate here is that not only is his speech coming 3 weeks before a self-declared deadline in the Iranian nuclear talks, but it's also coming 2 weeks before his own election on March 17th. And the question becomes, is he a political actor compromising on his principles to win election, or is he a principled actor making a case for Israel, a case that he's made many times before? And there's a tension in the coverage on that.
And so on that point, how is his speech likely to play back in Israel?
You know, one of the major political issues in this campaign is the U.S.-Israel relationship and whether Netanyahu has irreparably damaged it. And the question now is whether he finds that balance and both respects the president and the American political process and also asserts Israel's national security needs in a way that is principled and is comprehensible.
Mm. And finally, Michael, while we have you, obviously we're at a point now where there's a great deal of tension on U.S.-Israel relations, those Iran negotiations, which we talked about. And in addition, this weekend, there's the APAC conference, or the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference. How is Benjamin Netanyahu's visit going to affect that conference, if at all?
So he's giving two speeches. The first speech is going to be at APAC, and the expectation is that the APAC speech will be on the U.S.-Israel relationship and the need to maintain bipartisanship within the relationship. And then following that is the speech to a joint session of Congress that will be devoted to Iran.
Michael Wilner is the Washington bureau chief for the Jerusalem Post. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.